Dis nog geskakel en welkom weer eens terug op KSC Schools. En onlangs het hoër skool Laborie 'n sanitêre doekie drive begin. Ons gesels nou met Annelies van der Linde van Hoërskool Laborie, hoofvoorsitter van haar Interact Club. Hallo Annelien, welkom op KSC. Hoe gaan dit met jou?
Hallo, baie dankie
en jou? Ja, piek fyn en gesond. Heel eers, wat is die Interact Club wat julle wat ek sopas van gepraat het? Die Interact Club, wat jy is die hoofvoorsitter van die Interact Club. Wat is die Interact Club?
Ja. Die Interact is ons doen vrywilligheid help in ons omgewing en gemeenskap, wat ons ander mense help en uitreikings doen om terug te gee aan die gemeenskap.
Wat het julle geïnspireer om hierdie sanitêre doekie drive te begin by julle skool?
Kom sê die probleem geïdentifiseer dat baie meisies skool toe gaan, nie kan skool toe gaan nie, as gevolg van dat hulle nie sanitêre doekies het of enigiets soos dit om te gebruik maandeliks, so hulle mis skool en so aan.
En die impak wat julle hoop om te doen met hierdie projek in die gemeenskap?
Om meer mense bewus te maak van die probleem en waardeur vrouens en meisies in skool maandeliks deurgaan en om hulle te ondersteun en soveel as moontlik donasies kan maak om hulle te help.
Jy het vroeger ook genoem dat julle dan ook in die gemeenskap werk, vrywillige werk doen. Hoe het julle die skool en die gemeenskap betrek om bydraes te maak tot hierdie drive van julle?
So ons het daagliks, wat ons as ons by die skool is, het ons bemerking wat ons doen met die skoolkinders, wat ons hulle in kennis stel van wat ons doen en hoekom dit belangrik is. So dan betrek ons hulle weer om hulle te vra vir donasies en selfs die gemeenskap om donasies aan ons te gee en so ver is dit 'n sukses.
Het julle enige uitdagings tot dusver ervaar in hierdie projek van julle en hoe het julle dit oorkom?
Uitdagings sal ek sê is definitief dat baie kinders in ons skool dit wel nie as belang opvat nie, maar die oorwinning, hoe ons dit oorkom het, is ons het baie kinders meer gemotiveer deur die jare wat ons het al begin het, om meer betrokke te raak met hierdie projek en hulle te wys hoekom dit belangrik is. Met ons skool en ons gemeenskap. So ja, ons het baie bemerking gedoen om het recht te kry.
Nou waarin gaan hierdie sanitêre doekies? Is daar afsnittyd? En wanneer beoog jy om dit dan ook uit te deel? Of deel jy dit so met die tyd sommer so dat inkry uit vir die gemeenskap?
Ja, ons het 'n span. In ons span het ons 'n paar leders wat beheer vat oor die projek. Tans het ons 2 leders. So wat hulle doen is in die einde van die kwartaal hier om en by die 25 tot die 26ste Junie, dan gee hulle dit aan 'n tannie wat hulle mee kontak hou van Kula. En dan gewoonlik dan gee sy dit die donasies aan die skole uit. So ons gee dit self uit vir hulle nie, maar ons gee dit aan haar en dan skenk sy dit vir die skole.
So julle het al heel wat ook gedoen al en gegee dan ook al vir die organie van Kula, sodat hulle dit kan uitdeel?
Ja.
Ok, nou wat beteken dit vir jou persoonlik, Annelies, om deel te wees van so 'n initiatief?
Vir my persoonlik denk ek dit is actually wonderlik om deel te wees daarvan, want ek weet toe meisies sukkel maandeliks sommige gevalle waar hulle akademie mis en higiëne probleme het en self beeld afgetrek word. So vir my persoonlik is dit wonderlik om deel hiervan te wees en meer mense te inspireer om wel deel hiervan te raak. So ja.
Annelies het nou sopas gepraat van deel te word van dit. Hoe kan hulle deel word? En hoe maak hulle kontak met julle indien hulle voel, luister, ek het so iets ekstra by in my mandjie ingesit, ek wil dit graag vir Laborie gee. Hoe maak ons en wat is die prosedure wat gedoen en gevolg moet word?
Ok, so kontak, dan kan julle die skool kontak. Hulle sal dan dit vir ons deurgee en ons sal dan verder die besprekings en alles aan verder vat. En betrokke raak deur net om meer donasies te skenk aan ons skool en vir ons projekte wat ons wel doen, veral hierdie een is baie belangrik.
So jy het gesê, dis dink in Junie maand gaan julle uitdeel nê vir die vir Kula gee. So is dit 'n aaneenlopende drive of is dit maar net vir hierdie tyd tot in Junie maand?
Nee, ons doen dit elke jaar, maar vir nou is dit net 'n projek wat ons fokus tot en met vir hierdie kwartaal, soos net tot in die Junie maand. Maar ons doen dit elke jaar, elke maand, elke kwartaal presies afgetrek.
As daar mense wat julle of persone of organisasies wat julle wil dankie sê wat tot dusver al bygedra het vir julle?
Ja, ja. Ons het Tannie Magda se soop kom bys. Ons wil baie dankie sê aan Tannie Magda vir haar groot donasie wat sy gegee het en wel weer gaan skenk aan ons. Sy help ons so baie deur al ons projekte wat ons doen en meeste van die tye as ons uitreik na is dit wonderlik om daar te wees. En aan alle skoolkinders van Laborie, baie dankie dat julle wel bewus geword het van die probleme in ons skool en wel saamgestem het om te begin help aan die meisies in ons gemeenskap en in ons skool.
Iets wat jy nog wil byvoeg, Annelies, vir ons groet?
Nee, dankie.
Annelies, ons sê vir jou baie dankie. Ons is baie trots op Laborie en dit wat julle doen daar by die skool. Ons is julle baie dank verskuldig ook vir die passie wat julle dan ook uitleef om die meisieleerders van die verskillende skole, die jong kinders, dan ook beter by die skole te kry en dan ook dat hulle ook gefokus kan bly. Sterkte met die projek en moenie vergeet om vir ons op hoogte te hou van julle volgende projek nie. Oké, bye bye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dis Casey Schools met my, dis presies so kort oor 6 en ons gaan so 'n bietjie luister wat jy ook te sê het in die naam van julle wat wil sê hoe ons dan ook hierdie situasie dan ook kan beredder. Dit is nou Laborie se skool wat die initiatief geneem het om te sê dis 'n jaarlikse projek nie, dis nie net eenmaligie, dis 'n jaarlikse projek. So wat doen ek en jy? Kan ons dalk ook nie dit doen nie? Om net so ekstra sanitaire doekies so jy in te sit en dan het ook ergens gaan afgee. Ons gehoor ook wat hulle sê as jy by die skool, dis jy hoërskool laboreer, as jy voel jy wil daar gaan afgee, kan jy die skool skakel en hulle sal dit definitief dan ook neem en dan ook hulle het gepraat van Kula en dan werk hulle ook saam met verskillende mense wat ook die drive met hulle volg en dan word dan ook uitgedeel. So, dis maar, sy het gepraat van Magda Sopkombuis en Magda is iemand wat baie ja, heel wat in die gemeenskap dan ook werk, heel wat mense gee en hy vrygewige hart wat sy ook dan het sopkom by sy. Ek het ook 'n paar so tikkie terug het ek ook daar geassisteer daarso. Daar het ek vir die eerste keer 'n groot pot gemaak. Right, ek praat van 'n groot pot en ek sal nooit vergiet vir Gary. Dis so man en hy het my al ewig staan en reprimand en jy moet dit so doen nie. Dis waar ek dan ook geleer het om dan ook die potte op 'n manier dan ook potte kos te maak, hy groot potte. Right, en seker goed wy ingooi. Maar die onderwerp is die sanitêre doekies. Ons weet Annelies het ook vir ons gesê, sy het gesê baie keer gaan die meisiekinders gaan nie skool toe nie as gevolg van die feit dat hulle nie die doekies het om in te kom. Baie keer gebruik hulle iets anders aan 'n lappe en sulke goeders. Baie keer dan filter dit ook deur. Right, deur hulle klere en dan is hulle so embarrassed as hulle in die klasse insit en dan wil hulle dan ook dis hoekom hulle dan by die huis bly en dis hoekom hulle dan ook die inisiatief dan ook het. Is daar van julle of is daar van julle wat individueel ook besluit het om so nou en dan so ietsie te vat en dan ook na die skool te gaan en selfs onderwyser wat ook doen en initiatief neem om te sê ek gaan nou dit self doen, kyk of ek 'n paar kindertjies kan help, want hierdie dametjies en die meisiekinders bly gedurig by huis juist daai tyd van soos hulle maar sê daai tyd van die maand. So ja, my nommer is 082-414-1077. Moenie vergeet nie, so 6:30 gaan ons luister na die podcast. Dis nou so dis 'n Bronwyn Bayman wat so onderwysers, né, dis net nie onderwysers, die prinsipale van verskeie skole dan ook geïnterview op 'n podcast en ons gaan dan ook so half gaan ons half gaan ons daarna luister. Intussen luister ons daar vorne met I want to know what love is. Yes, I want you to show me. Kom ons wys naaste liefde aan ons medemens.
This is Casey 107.7. I've gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older. Oh. mountain I must climb. Feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me. I wanna feel what love is. I know you can show.
Daar het julle dat wat die vorms dan ook vir ons sing. I want to know what love is and I want you to show me. Nou ja, dis wat ek en jy moet doen om dit uit te leef. Ons liefde vir ons medemens uit te leef. Nie net sê, maar daai net veel meer en hy kan meer gee of hy kan dit doen nie. Al is het hoe gering. Denk Annelies toe gesê, as er enige bijdrage, as enige manier van bijdrage, of het nou financieel is of wat ook al, kan jy dan gerus ook vir hulle contact. Alles by Laborie, het nou die nommer in, ek het nou die nommer by my nie, maar as jy Laborie gaan Google, dan sal jy die schoolse nommer kry, en dan sal hulle dan ook vir jou sê wat jy kan doen, en hoe jy dit dan ook kan bijdrage. Nou ja, dit is amper die tijd, en ons gaan sommer dadelijk oor na ons dat ek net so my bearings agter mekaar kry. Yes, you're still tuned to Casey Schools with me, Avril, and it's exactly 24 minutes, 25 minutes past 6. And for the next 9 weeks, we are going to listen to a podcast where Bronwyn Bayman will be speaking and talking to different principals in the Valley. Let's listen to the first podcast where she is speaking to her first principal.
The city's favorite, Casey, 107.7.
The Heart of Paul. Welcome to the Principal's Office, a powerful radio series that opens the doors to leadership, purpose, and passion in education. Join me, your host, Bronwyn Bayman, founder of Mindful Practice, a coaching and healing business dedicated to changing lives through inspirational coaching. In each episode, I sat down with a remarkable school principal from Paul, who shared their story to inspire and empower others. When you get to know each principal better, it will open the door for understanding and compassion. This is the Principal's Office, where leadership meets heart.
Good day, Mrs. Watney. I am very happy to welcome you to the Principal's Office podcast series. So welcome here.
Good morning, Bronwyn. Thank you so much for giving me the chance just to talk about things that you need to know. Yes, thank you.
I know principals are very busy and it's been a challenge to get them to spend the time, but I'm very appreciative of your time. You are the principal of Ronway Primary in Paarl. Yes. And I just wanted to start off by talking a little bit about who you are as an individual and showcase the person behind this huge responsibility of being a principal of so many children. So let's start off by finding out where you grew up, who's your family, where did you do your schooling?
Yeah, Bronwyn. I grew up in a little rural area called Wemmerzoek, just around there by my school, just so 5 km from my school. It was a small little rural area with my father working at the sawmills, my mother a housewife, and I'm the youngest of 7 children. Wow. And I was the one who got the opportunity to get a professional job. So, you know, we were rich in everything we have, but, you know, to go study further. Mm. Yes, and so we moved to Paarl, and I finished my high school at Noorder Paarl Secondary School. And, and from there, I told my mom, I want to be a teacher. That was my first choice. Wow. And she said, but there's no money. So I said, but there will be bursary. So she went to work, char, like we call it. And just that money took me to the station for a ticket to go to. I first started here at the Athlone College. And then I went to Bialba College. That time we call it the old Bok College.
Yeah.
So I finished my studies there where I specialized in physical training. I love exercise, doing exercises that time. And that's where I got my diploma in higher education. So yes, I was privileged to be the only one of our 7 children to go study.
Yeah. Wow, what an honor. And now you are the principal of a school. How long have you been in that position?
I'm starting in 2016. Yes, I was the principal from 26, now 8 years I'm a principal. But first, Bronwyn, I must tell you, I'm first an educator. And then I'm the principal. If you hear my story, you know why I'm saying first an educator. And
tell us more about that story, about your career, how it then started after your studies were completed.
Yes, after my studies was completed, then I went from school to school. There was no post year permanent. So in 1994, I ended up in the Ronde Primary. That was in June 1994. And from there till now, I'm still at Ronde Primary. Yeah, started as a teacher, a normal physical training teacher.
Yeah.
Loved doing my thing, the netball, everything was. And then in 2016, as I said, then I got a job as a principal. So I'm now
So you're part of the DNA of that school. What incredible.
So much, the kids is in my class, mothers was in my class. So
yes. Probably grandmothers as well, probably.
Yes, yes, grandmothers as well.
Wow, that's amazing. I want to know more about you, though. Like, what were your hobbies growing up? You mentioned, obviously, your love for education shines through, but what are the things that you love doing besides the education?
I love walking because I'm not so fit anymore, so I was running, but now I'm walking. I love dancing. That's where one of my kids is a very good dancer. And I just like being just a joyful person, sit in the company, make jokes, and just that kind of person, blend in where I must blend in. Just one of those people would just find out that everything is possible if you just have your spirit positive all the time. Yes, I love reading. And I'm also reading books nowadays. We must now on our phones. So
e-books.
Yes, I love my soapies. Don't forget that. That is my cool down in the afternoon at nighttime.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. I want to bring it back to the school. Can you tell us how big the school is and how many learners you have? And
yes, we are 200 learners, started from grade R to grade 7, one grade of each. Where I come in, they told you earlier about I'm an educator first and a principal because I'm the grade 5 teacher from 8 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
and how many staff do you have?
Teachers-wise, I have 8. We are 8, including me, and then at my secretary and 3 non-educators. So we are 12 on the school premises.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. You sound like a very close-knit family there.
Definitely a close-knit family, yes. Caring for everyone.
What would you say is some of your biggest challenges being in a small school like that?
Okay, my biggest challenges is now, I'm teaching grade 5 from starting at the principal, but the last 2 years was very challenging. Things just got more and more in the admin of the curriculum, There was things that I need to do, and then I have to leave my kids for that moment. It happens still now. It's a challenge to be at this stage of the education, to be a full-time principal and a full-time
teacher.
One of the two I neglect in the week. And it's sad when I walk out of that class and the kids are sitting there and I have to be in the office.
But that is insane. And, how do you duel that up? I'm actually shocked to hear that.
Yes.
Wow.
By the grace of God. Yes, and you know what? The workload is getting much more. WCED wants to submit this and submit that. And while I'm busy with the lesson, I just think, let me just let my kids get on the work and I'm giving my lessons. And in my classroom, I say, okay, guys, you are busy. So I'm doing some things and me and my second.
Wow.
I'm 24/7 on my phone because I have to work through my phone to my office.
That's incredible.
Yes. And it's tiring sometimes. There was a time when I come at home and I just...
I don't know how you do that.
Yes, you're going to ask me, why didn't you give me a teacher?
Yes.
And they tell me, no, your kids are, you're not enough kids for a teacher.
That's insane.
And that is national. That is one of national's protocol. If you don't have enough kids, they can't do a teacher. But if you think about it, Bruno, and I'm actually doing the job of two.
Of course you are.
Receiving the salary. Yes, receiving the salary of one.
One.
But because it's a passion for me to work with kids.
Yeah.
The salary is, we have to have money, but that is not my goal. It's just to, I was in the same, many days I told my kids, you know what, you guys are privileged because I was also at this farm school. And what you guys have now, I didn't have. So you guys.
You went to the same privileged. School?
Not the same school, but there was a primary around the corner. It's also the same circumstances where you come from the farm. So I know exactly what they go through.
Yes.
I say, you guys are privileged. I say, why do you say, ma'am? Actually, if I look at you guys, you all the time, you see, you've got new shoes on. Then they laugh. Actually, I have to walk barefoot to school. I have to wear one pair of shoes for the whole year. And then my dad have to repair it for us. Put in the, put in the shoe the cardboard so we can go through for the winter. So they said, wow. Yes. I said, yes, you are very privileged. Mm. So I know where my kids come from.
Of course.
That's a hard
yes.
thing. Yes.
Well, I think they are very privileged to have you. Gosh, what an incredible yes, story. I want you to tap on some of the within this dual position that you hold. What are some of those rewarding moments that for you that keeps you going, that makes you want to shine more?
Yes.
I mean, you probably have to dig hard to find them, but I'm sure there are many.
Yeah. You know what is rewarding is when, especially by the end of the year. When the matrix is starting with their farewells, and then we invite, and if I see only five of the six of the seven stands there in front of me and say, ma'am, I'm in matrix.
Yeah, amazing.
They made it. Through everything, they made it. And the other thing that is so rewarding is I'm walking in the street and say, aren't you Mrs. Watney? I say, oh no, they got my maiden name. You're from Van Rooy? And I say, yes. No, I was in primary school sometime before I was from Ronwe. I was one of your learners. And it's rewarding. So they say, I'm working in the bank. And I'll say, wow.
Mm.
or one of my learners, I'm in contact. He's a teacher. I've got chefs. So if I hear that stories, that's a reward for me.
That feels like your children.
I was part of it.
Their journey.
Grounded.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm sure it was a very good seed that you planted there.
Mm-hmm.
So well done. I want to ask you, what is the legacy that you want to leave behind? I mean, how many years have you got to go at the school? And what is it that, if you were to look back after you've left there one day, what do you think they will say? Or what is it that you think you would have left a mark on?
Yeah, I've only 2 years to go. I'm 58 now. So if only the only that they remember me is a principal whose learners was the first priority, and a principal who I tell my teachers every day, if you don't put God in this place, you're not going to survive. I want them to remember each morning, if you walk in there, you must say, God, just lead me for the day. Because there's a lot of challenges. We're not only a teacher. We are the mother and the father. We are a community worker, welfare, everything. So they must remember me as a person whose door was always open. If there's something, a trustworthy person, because an open door. I told my staff, I have an open door. Anything, and you know what, Bronwyn? I'm in that position that a teacher walk in my office to close the door. And the teacher say, ma'am, I just need to talk to you about how I feel this morning. That is for me. Right, it means they trust me.
Yes.
So if I walk out there, they must remember Mrs. Watney was the one I can go to any time of the day and go sit there with tears running down their eyes. And I just say, thank you, God. They trust me. I'm doing something right here.
I'm also the therapist, and that's okay.
Yes, that's okay.
Wow. I love your story. Beautiful.
Yes, you know, if I tell you my stories with a little bit of sadness, because I can, it is not just a job for me, man. It's
a calling.
It's my heart.
Yes.
It's a calling.
I say that for most teachers and principals, and that it is a calling, because, you know, if you do it for any other reason than the love of the job, it will never get done. So your love shines through. I'm really touched by it. I'm really touched by how you shine in those circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I wish you well. And I'm going to come visit your school. And I'm going to come chat to your children.
Come visit us, please.
Yes.
The doors is open always. Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to me. We're going to share your story, and hopefully it lands well with many, many, many people that appreciate all the effort and love that you put into this job, which is so much more than a job to you. Know that you touch a lot of people. Know that you touch many generations.
Well, thank you, Bronwyn.
And I just want to say thank you from my side for being open to share a little bit of your journey.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful. And all the best running down to retirement. I can promise you what you're going to leave behind is a huge, huge, huge book of good memories. And
thank you, Brandon.
All the best for the next 2 years to come.
Yes, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too, Brandon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us in the principal's office, a celebration of courage, commitment, and the calling to lead. Hosted by me, Bronwyn Bayman, founder of Mindful Practice, where we change lives through inspirational coaching. We honor the principals who shared their stories to inspire, uplift, and empower their communities. A heartfelt thank you to our guests from 9 schools in Paarl. Brought to you by Mindful Practice in collaboration with KC 107.7 FM.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
believe in yourself enough and know what you want, you're gonna make it happen. Make it happen. And if you're getting on your knees at night and pray to the Lord, He's gonna make it happen. Make it happen.
KC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7.
Nou is nog ingeskakel, dis KC Schools, en wat het 'n interessante gesprek was dit wat Bronwyn Bayman gehad het met Veronica Watnini, die principaal daar van Ronwy. Nou is nog heel wat van hulle, daar is so 8 van hulle wat ons vir die volgende 8 weke ook gaan speel. Daar is heel wat, ek dink as Arends, daar is Mrs. Adams, en dan is ook, ek gaan so paarkies noem, is Mr. Adonis, Tia Adonis, en ook juffrou Jay Hardin. Ek dink nou sy saaf van Klein, as ek reg is, nie? Van Klein Niederberg. So, bly in geskakel, volgende week gaan ons luister na die volgende enekie ook, so jy gaan nie nou die katte te mou uitlaat, jy ons gaan ingeswanne bly, tot wanneer ons volgende week weer saam gaan keier. So, elkeen van hulle story vertel hoe hulle betrokke geraak het by onderwys en hoe hulle die leer ook geklim het tot waar hulle dan ook as principale van die skole is. Haar story is nogals interessant, jy is die feit dat sy gesê het, ek kom ook uit die graad, hoe ons het nogals sê, die tijd is op A en sap B, en toestand het 1 en stand het 2, sy sê, ek kom ook daaruit. So die swaar kry, sy weet precies hoe dit is om ook een moeilik deur te gaan, maar sy deurgedruk en ook een voorbeeld gestel dan ook vir die leerlinge wat in die school is, wat sy dan ook, ek dink is Ronwy, ja, praat onder correctie, dis Ronwy, waar sy ook dan is. Hier is lied All Cried Out.
This is Casey 107.7.
Inside, I'm slowly dying.
107.7.
Ja, die tyd het verskriklik gevlieg hier son, dis nou die tyd om vir jou tot ziens te sê, ons het ook aan einde gekom van Vanaanse Casey Schools en dankie dat jy saam gekuier het ons gesels, met Annelies van der Linde. Sy is daar by Hoërskool Laborie, sy is ook die hoofvoorsitter van hul Interact Club en sy het vir ons verduidelik wat die Interact Club ook dan is en dat daar in die gemeenskap dan ook betrokke raak en dan ook die situasies dan, hoe kan ek sê, monitor en soos sy ook gesê het, hulle het gesien dit wat gebeur, kinders dat die skool toe gaan as gevolg van die sanitaire, hulle het nie sanitaire doekies nie en hulle het die drive begin en dit is nou 'n jaarlikse instelling, nie net een keer per jaar nie, maar so meer as soveel as moontlik deur die jaar, wat hulle dan ook die minder bevoorregte dogtertjies van die skole, het sy minder bevoorregte skole ja, dan ook hiervan voorsien. So as daar van julle is, weer eens as daar van julle is wat 'n bydra wil lewer, kan julle gerus die skool kontak. Dis Laborie skool en dan kan hulle vir jou dalk verwys wat jy kan doen. Indien jy kan koop en jy voel jy wil graag 'n bydra lewer, 'n finansiële bydra, kan jy ook die skool kontak en hulle sal dan vir jou die prosedure dan ook verduidelik hoe dit gedoen moet word. Dan het ons ook geluister na 'n podcast van Bronwyn Bymer, dis die eerste enetjie wat sy ook gesels met onderwysers ons, sy het vir ons bekendgestel dan ook aan mevrou Veronica Watney en sy het haar story vertel hoe sy betrokke was en is by die skool gewees en wat sy dan ook ervaar het en hoe sy ook dan haar kennis oorgedra het. So volgende week gaan ons luister na 'n volgende podcast dan ook deur Bronwyn Bymer. Dit sal so, ja, dit sal daar's 9 van hulle. So volgende week en maandag sal dit die tweede ene wees en volgende is die sportprogram met Kapau. Bly ingeskakel en geniet jou aand op KEC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. Ons speel uit met Gabriel met Dreams. Van my kant af, ons gesels weer môre 12:00. Ciao.